Yes, from the Redeemery and Redeemery in Ventura, California. This then is Elcott. The next step. I must point out that was Overlord Sugarman Wabi. Is that correct, sir, or is it
Sugar Boy?
Sugar Boy Wabi. I'm sorry, I got that wrong. Sugar Boy Wabi, newly christened and crowned and browned as an Overlord Sub One. What that means is, even though it is none of your business, I have been given permission to describe what being browned is. It means you are an Overlord with a level of disrespect that sinks you onto the field where four-legged creatures may roam and at times may add to the browning. Now, that doesn't mean you're not an Overlord, but it means you are being looked upon with an extra level of scrutiny, perhaps even suspicion. Why does this affect me? Because, as you know, I will not be newly elevated and flotated as an Overlord until this summer. Now, notice I didn't say that I would be floated. Flotated is one level below floated. I was told here by Overlord Wasserman Bonbon that it may be I too will be browned and therefore sub-oned. I don't know if I am completely understanding of that, and even though I do risk at times levelings by asking these questions, questions they are, questions they remain, and questions that I do feel, on a certain level, I have every right in the world to ask. Now, I see one or two of the overlords. One of them is Overlord Bob Haba, and the other is Overlord, if I'm not mistaken, that is this, that's Cookie Monster Munson. They are on their way over with their fingers extended to the leveling button, and they're walking very slowly. This is called creepment. In creepment, you wander slowly to the leveling button as if to level, but you don't yet make it. You therefore create the apprehension and expectation of levelment, and it is an extra layer of anxiety that one would feel, as I am feeling right now. And yet, okay, you are going to push it. Well, so that makes me what we call in Elcott the next step, monkey, baboon.
Okay, thank you very much. So, this is just one area that you have to learn to, sort of build with the punches, and that's what I did.
This is Elcott the next step, as I return to my original form, my original organistic and organism form. When we say organistic, we say that we are making the music of an organ and are more focused on the organ than we are on the organism. And because I am sub-overlord, almost on the minus one brown scale, I still am using terms like organistic. I'm more focused on my organ, and that would be the what we would call and what you would call it the penis. We call it Rod Wilson, Private Eye. Gloria Grover, who is one who I have blended with, we are not yet succulated, are we?
No, we're not. People, succulated means actually married. We are still blended, and we are pre-blended, and we are enjoying that very much, but we are not yet succulated. And one of the reasons, Ed, is I saw you laughing there a moment ago.
I just thought that calling one's penis Rod Wilson Private Eye...
You think it's funny, huh?
Okay, if you want to have me leveled...
No. Look, the answer to everything is not leveling, Ed. I want you to tell me, in all honest appraisal, why you would laugh at that.
You're kidding, right? Rod Wilson, Private Eye?
Oh, the eye on the PI guy. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Okay. All right.
You know what? Just because you're acting like a smartass, I'm sorry, but...
Yeah, thank you, because I have the thing.
What did you say?
Because I got the bonbon on you.
You got a bonbon on me? I don't understand a thing.
So about two levelmen today, we tried to do the Elcott the next step here on this beautiful Sunday morning.
We are here at the Redeemery and Redeemery. Now, why do we call it that? Because this was once a Redeemery for Elcott the next step back in the early 1990s when the original tenants of Elcott as written by my great-great-great-grandfather Hevner Elcott, were taken, synthesized, and branded by my fraternity brother friends into the spiritual system we now know as Elcott the Next Step. They all made themselves overlords, and they thought it would be funny to just keep me as a priesterly at this sub...
Ed?
All right, okay, at this level of brownman.
You're not yet brown, no. You're just sub-overlord.
Okay. Anyway, the original Redeemery was burned to the ground in... I'm sorry to have to say this, but I've been given permission. It was burned to the ground...
Yeah?
It was originally burned to the ground... It was originally burned to the ground in a crack pipe as... It was originally burned to the ground in a crack pipe accident, and that became the Redeemery that we now know as the Redeemery, and today we have our newly built Redeemery, which has been in operation now for the last 6 months. But it was unfortunate.
Yes, let me slip in here. There were some overlords that forgot their place. It was a crack pipe.
Enough said.
Yes.
This is Elcott, the next step. From the Redeemery in Ventura, California, and Re-Redeemery, Elcott the Next Step, brought to you by Bubby's Pickles and Car Parts. Bubby's Pickles and Car Parts brings you this portion of Elcott the Next Step. I'm Dr. Ed Elcott, and we thank you very much for being with us. As we were discussing the sub-overlord level that I am most probably going to have to endure come this summer, is one where one is browned. So you are sub one, you are overlord brown level. That means that you are one with a field. You are one with a field where four-legged creatures roam and where they stare at you as if you are not human, but more something that they ate and then left. You understand? All right.
Yeah.
Elcott, the next step. With me today is Jerry, our engineer. Jerry just gave us a round of applause, and you're able to do that. Why, Jerry?
Because I'm not a member of Elcott the Next Step, and I can do anything I want.
And I can see, Gloria, you don't like that.
No, I don't. You know I've never liked that, Jerry.
Well, you know what? Why don't you fire me? Why don't we fire him?
Because we can't get any other monkey to...
Oh, you can't get any other monkey to come in here on a Sunday morning and do this.
You asked. I'm giving you the answer.
Well, there you go. Well, anyway, Jerry, thank you for the round of applause.
Well, I think I should, you know, when you do something good, Dr. Elcott.
When I do something good, this is a hot one.
Oh, don't get your... Ed, don't start sitting on ice just yet, okay? Your butt cheeks are fine.
My...
What were you... You were going to call me an asshole?
No, I was not. No, I was...
Well, just in case. Just in case.
Elcott, the next step. From Ventura, California. Brought to you by Bubby's Pickles and Car Parts. Here now, Dr. Ed Elcott.
Thank you very much. I'm having a good time here today. Well, I thought, it sounds funny that I'm talking like this, because I just got leveled by Gloria. But, you know, in this state, I can say anything I want. So, Gloria, why don't you kiss my ass on Main Feet, okay?
Kiss your ass on Main Meat?
Kiss my...
You want me to kiss your Main Meat is what you want.
Welcome back here to Elcott the Next Step.
What are you doing now?
I'm picking a hair out of my nose. That's the level that this is sunk to, ladies and gentlemen. At one time, Elcott the Next Step was a place where you could come for learning. For learning.
Look at this. I'm going to be in love with my Bubby Brown.
What did you say?
I said I'm going to be overboard,
but I'm going to be at the brown level. Okay.
You want to wrap it up, Doc?
Yeah, let's wrap it up.